More than 2 years later, things are still not quite back to normal in the Catskills. Irene and Lee washed out several bridges and severely damaged the County Route 47 bridge over the Catterskill Creek, which had to be dismantled. Jeannie Hunter lives in Catskill, close to the Greene County Bridge. The WAMC essayist and board member hunkered down in her home as Hurricane Irene passed through in 2011.
The water on the creek below here came washing way over the road and up my driveway, and I was told later that it had risen 40 feet.
Bob Peruzzi with Creighton Manning, the engineer in charge of erecting the new CR 47 bridge, says work began in early September.
The new bridge is up. We're putting the decking down. That's the bottom form. They're putting the sides up for the fascia. So once we pour the deck, then it has to be kept wet for 14 days. So we have to keep it a minimum of 45 degrees. Every day it drops below that, it's another day they have to add to the curing.
The curing period spans 28 days. The bridge components were shipped in sections from Ohio and set into place by Peruzzi's crew. The Catterskill Creek is plagued with chronic problems related to erosion of its banks. Sections of the creek run through very steep terrain, creating conditions where the fast-flowing water loosens large rocks and moves them downstream. The 1-2 punch from Irene and Lee added fallen trees, roots and all, to the debris being deposited along the creek in places like Hunter and Catskill, where roads, homes, churches, and businesses are located close to the water. Columbia and Greene County's Cooperative Extension Natural Resources Educator Liz Lujudis says the impact has been profound.
Greene County Soil and Water Conservation District in the town of Hunter just submitted an application to the FEMA Hazard Mitigation Grant Program, and their application is asking for funds to support attempting to stabilize a heavily eroding portion of the creek that is very, very steep, and it's located upstream of the hamlet of Palinville. There's evidence that that landslide is contributing a large volume of sediment to the Catterskill. Some of that sediment makes its way all the way to the Catskill Creek and to the Hudson River. During Irene and Lee, the USGS stream gauge, which is located in the village of Catskill, recorded a tremendous amount of sediment in the floodwaters. We would like to get an idea of how much sediment is being contributed to the system from the Catterskill Creek.
Hunter notes the downstream consequences along the Catterskill have been pretty grim thanks to a clogged waterfall just below the bridge.
We've lost neighbors, not dead, just disappeared, and houses that were totally washed away. What was once a beautiful scenic spot with a covered bridge is now just like an abandoned lumber yard, and we really would love to see it restored to its original beauty.
Penelope Queen lives across the creek on the other side of the bridge.
We cut our trees so that we don't see the ugly part. Our porch extends out, and we only look at the lovely part of the falls and get the beauty and the sound. And so when people come here and they eat out on our veranda, they think that they've really found paradise.
Gary Harvey is the Greene County Superintendent of Highways.
We went in there a few years ago, probably 3 or 4 years ago, and we removed all the debris. And within like a few months, it was all back again.
Harvey points out that flooding along the county highway is not caused by the debris, but by the elevation of the roadway. Penelope Queen says the debris pile itself is nearly 20 feet high.
It's built up, and the water, instead of being able to flow evenly, now has to go around this. And if it goes to the right, it goes to the road, and we've lost, I would say, maybe 15 feet coming up to Catterskill Road. And our neighbors downriver, some of them have even lost their houses.
Greene County officials say the bridge routinely handles nearly 900 cars a day and is expected to reopen to traffic in early to mid-December. The debris problem at the falls may eventually be cleared out, be it by man or by Mother Nature, but if history is any guide, the buildup will continue to plague locals as time goes by. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.